SPP appoints new director of scenes and Western services, written by Robert Mullen and read by an automated voice. SPP has appointed Jim Gonzalez as its new senior director of scenes and Western services, in what will be a highly visible position in the RTO as it continues to develop Markets Plus ahead of its expected launch in 2027. Gonzalez will take over a role held by Kerry Simpson since 2022, who in March was promoted to SPP's Vice President of Markets. CSPP brings back ex-staffer to develop Western services. Jim has played a key role in the development and administration of SPP's market services for over a decade, Simpson said in an April 21 release announcing the appointment. His extensive knowledge and leadership will be invaluable to SPP's work in the West. According to the release, Gonzalez will direct the ongoing development and implementation of Markets Plus and other electricity services in partnership with SPP's stakeholders, as well as serve as the staff secretary for the Markets Plus Participant Executive Committee, PIC, the policymaking group representing the markets participants. "I'm thrilled to be part of such a great team," Gonzalez said. "SPP and its stakeholders have done a tremendous job developing affordable, reliable energy services, and I'm ready to build on that success to bring a market that delivers substantial value to the Western interconnection." According to his LinkedIn profile, Gonzalez joined SPP in 2008 as an engineer, worked his way through the ranks into management positions in real-time operations, and currently is the RTO's Technical Director of Market Policy and Operations. He holds a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering from the University of Arkansas. Gonzalez is an expert in market and system operations and has held various positions at SPP, contributing to market development and the reliability of the electric grid, SPP said in the release. Gonzalez likely will lead the effort to tackle what industry participants expect to be a key challenge for the West as Markets Plus is rolled out in parallel to California ISO's extended day-ahead market. How to deal with the politically complicated and physically non-contiguous seams running between the two markets. EDM supporters have raised strong concerns about market seams. Markets Plus backers, including the Bonneville Power Administration and PowerX, have played down the significance of the issue, calling it manageable, while acknowledging the two market operators will have to address challenges. Seams concerns won't drive day-ahead market decision, BPA says. SPP has pointed to its own experience in managing the seams between its market and those of its neighbors. CSPP's experience with seams could help Markets Plus. But others have taken a more cautionary view. "This is a special situation that you're going to have in the West," Richard Doying, vice president at Grid Strategies, said during the April 9 meeting of the Regional Issues Forum, a stakeholder body for California ISO's Western energy markets. "It will be difficult to deal with, just because we don't have any good historical precedents for how we would deal with this. And that is, we have currently a non-contiguous market footprint. We don't have any existing markets where the markets are disconnected and they're in their own isolated zones without physical transmission connected," Doying said of Markets Plus.